Hello, fellow Vikings fans. I'm Scotty Ball, and thanks as always for visiting those of us here with Vikings Digital Diaries at thesportsdaily.com. Well, today it is April 30th, 2017, Sunday, following what was an exhausting past 3 days if you were an NFL fan, following the NFL draft, which just took place rounds 4 through 7, concluded yesterday on Saturday. And it just so happens that I am fortunate enough for my fellow Vikings fans out there to be joined with literally the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings there is. Not just a rookie, but the most recent one we picked. You are technically the newest member of the Vikings. He was a 4-year starter playing defensive back at the University of North Carolina State. The Vikings selected him yesterday in round 7 with the 245th overall pick. He was a team captain his senior year. He has an accounting degree from the university, which he got in 3 years. That's super impressive. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newest member of the Vikings, defensive back Jack Tocho. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. Well, first things first, let's just go back about 24 hours or so to yesterday, round 7, pick 245, when you finally heard and saw your name called. Take us through that moment, what it felt like, and also, you know, where were you when you found out, you know, were you with your family and stuff like that? Take us through that moment yesterday.
Yesterday I had a small gathering with my immediate family and my close friends. I was expecting to get called earlier than when at the time they came. They were supposed to come around like 6 or so, but, you know, with anticipation, They came a little bit earlier, so they were all sitting around waiting for me to get the call. And you know, with it being so late in the 7th round, there was a bit of tension in the room. I can't lie, a lot of people were nervous, you know, worried, concerned what was going to happen. And I was just talking to my agent about all the possibilities as far as like even free agency and things like that. But that's when I got the call from the Vikings. And I honestly, when I first got it, I was kind of confused, like, because you know, a lot of teams were calling me talking about free agency. So when they called me and said, "Am I ready to be a Viking?" I was like, "Yes," like without any hesitation. But just discerning that between free agency and actually being picked was kind of hard for me at the time, just because my mind was racing and stuff like that. So when I finally sunk in, I was like, wow, like, I'm really about to get drafted. And I pointed at the TV, and that's when everybody just started cheering, and it was just a great moment.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I can't imagine what that emotional and mental roller coaster would be like. Before we get on to talking about your future with the Vikings, kind of help us understand the pre-draft process these past couple months. What has that been like for you? How grueling and demanding was that whole experience?
Well, as soon as I left NC State University after we won our bowl game, I signed my agent and I went down to Florida to start training. Probably 2 weeks after, I went to the East-West Shrine game and showcased my abilities at corner. And I got a lot of good feedback from that game, and following that, I started training again for the combine. And the combine in itself was an experience, and you know, something that I definitely never forget, and something I definitely got a lot from. And after that, I went back to Florida for a week, and came back to Raleigh for a week for my pro day. And following that, I had a workout with the Titans, and I had a workout with the Panthers, a local pro day, since I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And then I just had to train and wait in anticipation for the draft.
Cool. Well, not only were you fortunate enough to get drafted, but you were fortunate enough as a defensive back to get drafted to a team that has a head coach that is renowned both for having an eye in finding secondary talent as well as developing secondary talent in head coach Mike Zimmer. What do you know about Mike Zimmer as a coach and as well as a defensive back's mind in the game of football? And how excited are you to get to work with someone of his caliber?
I've heard a lot of great things about Coach Zimmer, you know, just from former coaches I've had, and just, you know, talk on in social media and things like that. I can't say that I know, you know, a plethora of things about him, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting to know him and getting to meet him and getting to, you know, understand his thought process and just work his brain and just see where I need to work as far as a defensive back, what areas I need to improve on, and what things I can add to my game to help me be the best player I can be.
When I was looking through several of your scouting reports online, because it's kind of crazy how that is this time of year if you're a player in the NFL draft, all the information that's floating around on the internet about you. But in several of them that I read, they brought up your potential possibly to go from a cornerback to the safety position. Is that something that if the Vikings ask that of you to try out, you know, the safety position, is that something that you're up for and you feel your skills will translate well towards?
Oh yeah, most definitely, 100%. I knew prior to my senior year that there was talk about me going or making the transition from corner to safety, and prior to that, even I was already trying to learn the whole defense and not just my position itself at corner. So I tried to work on my football IQ, and that's something that I say has significantly improved since my junior year, and just being able to understand the game of football and everybody's role on the field will definitely help me make that transition to free safety if I have to.
All right, now I'm just curious, and then we'll move on from these, you know, this plethora of online scouting reports that are out there. You ever type your name in online during this whole process and just kind of see what's out there being said about you in these scouting reports and things of that nature?
Yeah, I definitely have more than once.
And what do you think of them? I mean, for the most part, do you agree with them? Do sometimes you disagree? Do you use it to learn? You know, what are you getting out of it when you go look at that?
What I got most out of it was that I understand that the scouting reports come from the big games. Like, I mean, I'm in the ACC, so almost every game is big. But, you know, the non-conference games aren't the games that the scouts look at to see how good I am as a player. They look at the games like Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, games like those. And sometimes I feel like they don't get the whole picture just because they're only looking at the big games.
Sure.
And the scheme that we may run may not translate to our normal base defense, because, you know, different teams, you have to run different, schemes, different defenses. So, and all in all, I still try to gain information from what they're saying and just understand where they're coming from and just seeing areas that they thought I needed to improve in. And I try to work on those areas. So.
Right on. A moment ago, you brought up your junior year briefly, which I wanted to touch on. That was a year that you were coming into as a four-year starter after a great sophomore year with a lot of high hopes and expectations for you. And it ended up being a little bit different of a season than that. You struggled with injury during that year. Take us through that season, you know, what happened to you as far as the injury goes and how you've come back from that and grown as a player and a person.
Well, that whole season was just a season of growth for me. I've always considered myself a mature person that does everything right, somebody that doesn't get into trouble. So I never expected to face any type of adversity on the field like I did that year. But it definitely helped me grow as a person and just open my eyes to know that even though I'm excelling every day to be the best player and best person I can be, there's still a lot more things I can do to help myself improve. And the first game we played Troy, I believe it was, and I got a right knee contusion, like basically a bone bruise on my kneecap. So But you know, with football, it's a sport of toughness, and I wasn't about to just sit out and let the person behind me get all the rest when I knew I still had I was still capable of at least running. So, but it would probably be in my best interest to sit out. And you know, since I didn't have the game that I wanted to, and coaches brought me in and they just talked to me about my performance and how it wasn't up to expectations. And since then, it was an uphill battle to get back to the playing level that they knew I could be at. They thought my confidence went down, and I had to prove to them that I was still very confident in myself. And just that whole season, it was definitely a battle, just trying to prove to others that, you know, I know I didn't start out the way I wanted to, but that doesn't change who I am.
Now, you came back from that junior season strong as ever. Obviously, your teammates and your coaches believed in you, naming you a team captain your senior season. What did being chosen to be team captain mean to you as far as an honor goes? And maybe for some of us who don't have the experience firsthand as much as others, what does that role ask of a person as well?
My senior year just happened to be the first year we were actually doing season captains. Prior to that, we only did game captains, and a lot of the seniors were picked, you know, several times throughout the season. But to be able to have that honor, it was just a tremendous feeling. Like, because as I referred to, one of the things I was trying to do my junior year was have people believe in me again and be confident in my ability, and just trust that I'm going to be able to make the plays that they know I can make during the game. And so for them to elect me as a captain just solidified that notion that they do believe in me and they do trust in me, and they also trust in my leadership ability. I think I'm a role model, somebody that they can follow as far as doing the right thing and just making the right decisions. And I would say, as far as for somebody that never has had that feeling of being elected captain or a leader, it's just a humbling feeling, I would say, to be able to look on as your peers as somebody that's doing it right, and you know, somebody that has something going for them. They believe, you know, it's just a positive feeling that, you know, they trust in you, and they're happy for you, and they know that things will go well for you in the future.
All right. Well, in kind of closing out the discussion on your maturity and your character, which from everything I've read and now from everything that I've got to talk with you seems absolutely top-notch, I noticed that your parents were both immigrants from Kenya, and I couldn't help but wonder what impact and role they've had on shaping the person that you've become, and if you could just kind of share with us, you know, as much as you feel comfortable about your family story and just kind of, you know, who you are as a person in those regards.
Yeah, both of my parents are originally from Kenya, and they met here, but just for them growing up in Kenya has just shaped a lot of principles I carry moving forward. The entire culture in Kenya is different from what it is in America. So I would say it's a lot more strict as far as rules and just behavior and things like that. I've been to Kenya 3 times, and just each experience has just reshaped my way of thinking as far as privileges that I have in America that people in Kenya would love to have and can't even imagine having. Being humble in the blessings I get, but also striving toward getting the most out of every opportunity I have here, because a lot of the small opportunities that are available in America aren't available in Kenya. So for me to have this platform I have to be able to influence the youth, and also influence my family in America to strive to be the best that they can be, is just something that I have to take advantage of.
No, that's awesome, man. Gratitude is invaluable. I love when people talk like that and feel that way about their situation in life. It's great. We'll get you out of here with one more question. I noticed that you have an accounting degree, and you got that in 3 years. My lovely wife also has a degree in accounting, so I have a little knowledge on, you know, how difficult obtaining such a piece of paper can be. What do you plan to do after football, far as that kind of stuff goes?
Well, I definitely want to earn my CPA. You know, I went to school to be an accountant to get my degree. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it was taking studying.
Yeah, a lot of studying. Football. So much studying for that. It's crazy. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely enjoy football as much as I can before I have to take on that task. And I also want to own my own business. I'm in love with shoes, so I definitely want to own my own shoe store one day.
Very cool. You got, like, you know, what kind of shoes you want to sell? You got a name for the place yet? You got any kind of, you know, has your vision gone any further in it than that?
It hasn't really expanded too much. I just know that it would be urban wear, like urban shoes, just shoes that, you know, young adults and kids love, like Jordans and Nikes and things like that. But not the ones that you can just go in and, like, not like Air Force Ones that you can just go in and, you know, just get any time, like at any time during the year.
Okay.
Shoes that, you know, that come every so often, that are just rare and harder to find.
Right on, man. Well, I hope that, you know, within the next couple of years, you can easily afford to open that business whenever you like, at the end of a very long and productive and successful, fulfilling, hopefully, football career in the National Football League. On behalf of not just myself and everyone at Vikings Digital Diaries, welcome to the Minnesota Vikings. We wish you absolutely nothing but the best of luck and all the success in the world in the future.
Thank you so much, and I'm definitely thankful for this opportunity to be a part of the Vikings organization and just contribute to the team in a positive way.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for taking the time to talk with us today, and I will do my very best to get down to Mankato during training camp again this year and maybe chat with you again then, check in with you, see how things are working out for you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Jack. Take care, man.
All right. Thank you, too.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is Vikings 7th round draft pick, defensive back Jack Tocho. For the record, that is the correct way to pronounce his name. We're going to try and establish that early on so that he doesn't have to deal with any too many, I should say, name mispronunciations in his future. But what an absolute great young man. Wishing him nothing but the best here in his future in the NFL and wearing purple and gold for our Minnesota Vikings. All right, well, that's it for this week's interview. Thanks again to Jack for doing it. Really, really, really do appreciate it. And keep checking back with us here within the next couple weeks. We'll possibly be getting some more interviews with some of our newest Minnesota Vikings who were picked in this year's 2017 NFL draft class. Until next time, whenever that may be, thanks again, as always, for checking in with us here. Vikings Digital Diaries at thesportsdaily.com. I'm Scotty Ball signing off. Skol Vikings!